1,000 sketches in 1,000 days. Day 540. Sketch 831. Film night.
Hello. 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 Oh. Welcome to the show.
That is a new one.
It is. Yeah. I don't know where that came
from. Do you
know,
our listener Thomas listened to the Marion Moment sketch for the first time today.
All right.
WhatsApped me straight afterwards to say how funny it was.
And, well, my mother could not hear what Simon said because of the thickness of his brogue and probably the tinniness of her phone speakers. So she doesn't actually know what Simon said. Although she listened a couple of days later, then she probably would have deduced it because Alistair calls back to it. But yes, I haven't spoken to her since then.
And I never will again.
I think, that's right.
I think more of your little jingles, Simon, would go down well.
Well, then people just get too spoiled by them and they wouldn't be as funny before.
Absolutely, we can't have them every day.
True.
Anyway, sketch. So there is two people in this sketch. One is called Gary, one is called Steve. None of us are called Gary, none of us are called Steve. So we just have to pretend.
We'll be acting!
First for everything. So I'll be Steve and... Alistair, be Gary.
Okay. Do we need someone to do the musical cue?
Why not? Rich, you can be musical cue.
Thank
typecast,
you so much.
I'm afraid. I could have made Laura do it. Actually, maybe I will do it. Actually, Laura, do you want to do musical cue?
No, I'd like Rich to do it.
Okay.
Do you want to do musical cue anon?
Ooh.
Topical.
not really. Topical in the past.
It depends when you think this was recorded.
Oh yes, that's right. True. Sorry. That election's going to be something, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Who's your money on for Grand National? Anyway, so I shall start.
A horse.
Tiger wool? No. Carry on.
How did the surgery go?
All right. I guess. I've got to wear these eye patches for a week.
Yeah, I noticed them. Both eyes seems a bit much.
Doctor's orders.
And you've still come along to film night.
Wouldn't miss it. Thought you could do me an audio commentary.
Yeah, sure, why not? Let's get started then.
Go on then.
God, it's incredible! I've never seen anything like this. He's in it. No one told me he was in it. And her too! Fucking hell, this is unbelievable!
What's happening?
What isn't? There's this guy, right, and... Holy shit! Why has he gone and done that? I can't believe my eyes! Them together! And... Oh, my sweet Christ! It's a car! An angry car!
A what?
It's gone now, but... Oh, no! Wait. He hasn't. No, it can't be. But no. Oh my God, it only bloody is.
It's a what?
This is mental. I mean, the special effects make it all look so real. It's like we're there.
Where?
It's absolutely insane what they're doing. I honestly can't believe my fucking eyes.
Nor can I. Pause it for God's sake.
Okay.
The music I was doing stops.
Thank you. Was it not working for you?
No, I don't even know what we were watching.
Oh, it was a trailer for Trolls 2. A trailer for Trolls 2.
Christ. Let's just skip film night this week.
Yeah, fair enough. Pub then? I could do with a few to calm me down.
Yeah, all right then.
Cool. You're driving.
So this is one of our sketches where we mock people with disabilities. We have to do one every now and again. Dan insists on it. I want a blindos one this time. Do the blindos. And we said, all right, Dan, you terrible man. He's very quiet. He's just nodding. He's nodding a lot, listeners.
In fairness, wasn't this sketch written about the time that Dan had his eye surgery.
It was. That's why I did it. I thought I'd get away with that lie.
He didn't have it in both eyes, though, did he? But we just exacerbated it for the sketch. Just one eye.
I think so.
He was unable to see through it for a while.
Did he not write the first draft?
I think I wrote the first draft.
You did you? Okay, pardon me.
It was probably around about the same time that he had his eye complaints.
I think it was one of those ones we spoke about before someone wrote it.
Maybe.
It's probably riffed before it was written.
It could well have been inspired by some banter of some sort.
I mean, Dan's eye operation sounded petrifying.
Yes.
I mean, there's no way you can make comedy out of that. Horrible, horrible eye surgery that they do on you while you're conscious and you can see what they're doing to you.
It is talk of that that caused a colleague of his to faint, wasn't it? So, yes.
Oh, God, let's hope it's not Thomas.
hang on.
Thomas, our listener, our only best listener, Thomas,
millions
Thomas.
Of them. There's millions of them.
Should we put a warning up for Thomas at the start of the thing? Thomas, if it was you that fainted when Dan had his eye surgery, don't listen to this sketch.
Oh. Well, he's going to tell us now. He's back from his poo.
Dan.
Yeah.
Are you recording?
Yeah.
Yeah. When you had your eye surgery, was it Thomas that fainted?
No.
All right, fine.
Oh, it's okay. Does anybody who listens to this podcast faint?
I don't know the medical history of most people who listen to the podcast. I doubt that Christian, who was the one who did faint, listens to the podcast.
Because we just had an extensive chat about it.
About my eye surgery?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Let's be honest, we tell it better than you would. You don't get the gravitas.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm still scarred. I mean, literally.
You don't have to wear the patch as much these days.
I don't have to wear the
patch.
Not
on your eyes.
I never had to wear a patch.
Didn't have to. Yeah, you just chose to.
You had like a plastic cover, though, for
you didn't have to have the parrot, but you did it.
The plastic cover is only there for...
Playing cricket.
Overnight. When I was asleep.
I feel like you had it for a long time.
Getting the leg amputated was a bit much.
That was unfortunate, yes. Mm. I'm glad you're sharing my medical history with the world. That's, I have literally no problem with it.
We can cut it if you wish.
It's fine.
Nobody knew exactly what had happened.
We can cut it while you're conscious, just like last time. Right, the end.
Yeah. Bye bye, Thomas.
1,000 Sketches in 1,000 Days was written by the Albion Basement. It was performed by Alistair Turvitt, Richard Catherall, and Simon Toohey. It was produced by Alistair Turvitt. The music is by The Evenings. See you tomorrow.